this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and hopefully they're going to very soon be the views of our good friend Tom Horn. I'm going to ask Daniel, our producer, to get Tom back on the line. We seem to have missed him. Lost him there. I think I cut him off. But Tom is a fascinating individual. He's an ordained minister. He is a publisher. He is a writer. He's a philosopher. He's a widely sought-after speaker, and he's done some fascinating work in the fields that I'm really very, very concerned about, and that is, of course, this world movement towards world government, and, of course, the powerful spiritual forces behind it. But he's also written extensively on transhumanism, and that's some of the obscure terms which most people don't understand, but they certainly border on, oh, well, these occult forces which are working behind the scenes today. Tom, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, Stan. Always a privilege to be on the radio with you. Thank you for having me on.
Well, why don't we talk perhaps a little bit about this idea of transhumanism. What indeed is transhumanism? What does this have to do with what's going on today and the powerful spiritual forces at work behind the scenes, which most people, even most Christians and Christian ministers, do not recognize today?
Well, certainly we can talk about transhumanism, though the note that I had was that you wanted me to come on to talk about Petrus Romanus, the final pope, is here.
Well, why don't we do that, both of those things?
Okay. Well, and what's interesting is that they're probably related. You know, the thing about, as we go into the year 2012, in my lifetime, and I'm not the oldest guy, but I'm not the youngest guy on the block either, and I've been in ministry for more than 30 years, was a pastor for 25 years, and then in addition to that, almost another decade at the executive level in the largest evangelical institution in the world. So I've got a little bit of experience, and I have to say that, Stan, I've never seen a time like what we are facing around the world right now as we enter the year 2012, in the sense that something very, very occultic seems to be transpiring almost from every angle. Transhumanism is, of course, one of those angles. You ask if we could explain transhumanism is really just a term that is given to describe a quick-growing cultural movement that imagines that we now hold it within our power to take mankind into the next step in our evolution, and that we are going to do this by using what I have coined GRIN technologies, which is an acronym for genetics, robotics, artificial intelligence, and nanotechnology. And now we could expand that to GRINs, plural, in that we've also now added synthetic biology and neuropharmacology, really just a whole lot of stuff that ends with the phrase ology, right? We're going to use that to fulfill Hitler's dream of the Aryan super race, to fulfill Nietzsche's dream of the Übermensch. We're going to build a better version of man than what God himself did.
And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, everything is being done to monitor you. You realize, of course, everything you do on your computer is monitored. Do you realize that every telephone call, every email you write, every fax you receive or send, there's a permanent record of this electronically? They're not going to tell you this. They're going to tell you, oh, yes, we occasionally get a warrant and do this. No, ladies and gentlemen, that has nothing to do with terrorism. They were doing this long before by something called Project Echelon. But it's all about their effort to rebuild the world.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Tom was just saying that certainly there is, have been several instances in Great Britain where they've done genetic engineering before a child was born. And some of these children then are the offspring not of two parents, but of three parents. And they're changing the genetic structure of these children. And, of course, it is this sort of thing that God said he's not going to look kindly upon. I mean, they were certainly had genetic problems. Oh, where before the Great Flood, why demons were, or certainly fallen angels were mating with women, and this was one reason why, of course, God intervened and brought destruction on the earth. And, of course, it's Tom's contention, and I agree with him totally, that we are going to see something like that happening again very, very soon, and God is going to bring his judgment on the earth. And certainly there's the question of the Antichrist coming to power, the false prophet coming to power, and, of course, this is one a thing that Tom is bringing out a book. It basically goes into the last pope, and he'll have to give you the exact title of the book. I've read most of it in the original manuscript. It hasn't been published yet. But it is this whole idea that certainly back at about 1100, a priest named Saint Malachi made some predictions. Now, whether those predictions made in the mid-1800s are accurate or whether they were rewritten in the 1500s, oh, it's difficult to say. But we do know that they point to the fact that there is going to be the end to the Catholic Church. The last pope is going to be replaced at Rome, is going to be destroyed, and of course this is going to happen in the year 2012. Now there's so many things point in this direction, certainly the prophecies, the ancient Mayan prophecies, ancient Hebrew writings, certainly the Nostradamus. We've even had people that we talk about who've been part of this elite group who've talked about the end of 2012 having dramatic impact upon the viability of the currency. And nobody knows, you can't pick a date for sure, but it's fascinating that these things are happening. Is it happening simply because of a divine plan? Is it possible that the people from the dark side are manipulating people or events intentionally so they will occur at this time? In other words, this is all being created artificially. We don't know, but there is, I'm going to let Tom talk about this because his book, certainly going into the background of St. Malachi's predictions, made many hundreds of years ago, if not almost 1,000 years ago, are certainly striking because they point to this very time we're living in. We're talking not about an era, we're talking about a year, and certainly I don't think Tom or I or anybody else is going to say, this is going to be the end of all events and the Lord is coming. But we don't know, we're told. We will never know until he occurs. No man knows when he's coming. Go right ahead, Tom.
Well, that's wisdom, Dr. Monty, setting dates for what's called eschatological or end times affairs, such as the beginning of sorrows or the return of Christ, the Battle of Armageddon. That's been illustrated historically to be pretty unwise. that guy, whatever his name is, that owns all those radio stations here, in the United States, you know, he got two of them back-to-back wrong and finally gave up that he's going to repent and not do that anymore. That's probably the smartest thing he said in a long time. But there is something very strange. There's something, I don't look at it, I don't put stock in occultic prophecy in the sense that I elevate it to the same level as Scripture. To me, the Scripture is the authoritative word, and there's no other book or prophecy from any culture, the Maya or anybody else, that compares to that. And that, of course, then is not my motivation. What is my motivation? My motivation is that something very strange is, and occultic, I think, is unfolding in the year 2012 that includes much more than just the rollover of the Mayan calendar, and that very much seems connected to, in this instance, the prophecy of the Pope and the arrival of Petrus Romanus. If people don't know what I'm talking about, St. Malachy, the prophecy of the popes was ascribed to St. Malachy, who was an Irish archbishop. The prophecy is taken from St. Malachy's prophecy of the popes. You can look that up on Wikipedia and read all about it if they want to. It's simply a list of verses predicting each of the Roman Catholic popes from Pope Celestine, which would have been the pope following his date, to the final pope who he called Petrus Romanus or Peter the Roman. And we borrowed from that title for the name of our new book, Petrus Romanus, The Final Pope Is Here, in the sense that regardless of what you make of the prophecy, the very next pope on the list is the final one on this nearly 1,000-year-old prophecy. So that by itself makes it historic in the sense that the pope following Benedict XVI is the final pope on this very, very ancient prophecy. And whoever, now we go into all of the information about the prophecy of the popes. In fact, our book's been called the best research on the prophecy of the popes ever accomplished, and that's even being said by other people, including Catholics. But Peter the Roman, the final prophecy on that pope, his appearance will end in the destruction of Rome, according to the prophecy. Now, so people know, this is a prophecy that was hidden for hundreds of years inside the vaults of the Vatican, and it was only made public in 1595, so about 410 or so years ago, 12 years ago, by a Benedictine historian who was named Arnold de Wyon. And he recorded the prophecy in his book, Lignum Vitae, and explained to the world at that time that tradition had held that St. Malachy had been called to Rome by Pope Benedict, or by Pope Innocent II, and that while he was there, something came over him, demonic or spiritual, whatever, and he experienced this vision of all of the future popes from his day to the very last one, which he wrote down in a series of cryptic phrases. But the important point for people to know is that according to the prophecy, the very next pope following Benedict XVI is the final pontiff. Thus, the title of our book, Petrus Romanus, the final pope, is here. No matter what you make of it, it is the end of that prophecy. Now, here's what the final line translated from the French into English. This is what the final line in the prophecy says. Quote, in extreme persecution, the seat of the Holy Roman Church will be occupied by Peter the Roman, who will feed the sheep through many tribulations. When they are over, the city of seven hills will be destroyed, and the terrible and fearsome judge will judge his people, the end. Now, Catholic scholars have, in redundant situations, which we included in our book, interpreted what this prophecy is saying, and they have said that the prophecy is that the pope following Benedict XVI will be the biblical false prophet. He'll be an antipope. He'll be a pope under the control of Satan, and that he will help the Antichrist come to rule. A lot of Catholics, by the way, that are not familiar with this theology in Roman Catholicism are going to appreciate probably the first half of our book, which goes into great detail to illustrate how there was a common eschatological belief among early Roman Catholics, high-placed archbishops, who believed that at the end times, Rome would become the seat of the Antichrist. That's Catholic belief. And in fact, the prophecies at Fatima, the prophecies of La Salette, all predicted that Rome would become apostate, and that at least 33%, that's an interesting number, isn't it? That's a Masonic number. At least 33% of the bishops in Rome, the College of Cardinals, would be under the control of Satan. That's Catholic belief. That's not a Protestant taking cheap shots at Roman Catholicism. That's what their own writers, Cardinal Manning, many other very respected Catholic writers, believed that would happen. And so we can go into more detail, if you like, about that particular prophecy, but you brought up the whole idea of the occultism that is connected to the year 2012. And while I have time, let me illustrate to the listeners why the year 2012 is intriguing in the sense that there is a lot of stuff that seems to be connected to the prophecy of the popes, the arrival of Petrus Romanus, and the coming of the Antichrist. And these are pieces of information that the average listener probably does not know. Most people, when they listen to, you know, information about the year 2012, they think it's just connected to the Maya and the end of the Mayan calendar. And that really is a very small part of the different pagan societies over thousands of years that looked forward and wrote about and prophesied about the arrival of the year 2012. And many of these occult societies all repeated the same kind of belief. Number one, they believed that when 2012 arrived, it would be a time when there would be distress among the nations. Secondly, they believed it would herald the return of their God. And what's ironic is about half of them described their God as a dragon that had the power of air, the power of flight. And then thirdly, following this distress of the nation and then the arrival of their dragon god who had the power of air, the third thing that would happen is that a new form of humanity would emerge upon the earth. And that's how, by the way, Dr. Monteith, this connects to the whole transhumanist dream and our own government putting out reports for the last 30 years predicting that any time following the year 2012, all bets would be off as to how quickly a new form of humanity would emerge upon the earth.
And of course, is this just coincidence? Is it the people who I consider on the other side of the occult movement who are manipulating this thing to fit into their preconceived notions? We don't know. But we do know, of course, that there's so much, and if you read modern-day New Age literature, which, of course, our good friend Constance Cumby does, she tells me, and we're going to have her with us, I think, later this week, that they're writing about the importance of this year. And they've been wrong before. Let's hope they are again.
Wow. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Chris Malachy of St. Malachy. When he said he described who the popes would be over the next 900 years or so, why he gave certain specific things that would characterize them as an individual in their life. And, of course, you go back all this time, you find on each one why there is certain characteristics, which, of course, had been described hundreds, almost 1,000 years ago. And certainly Tom was going through certainly the last four popes, and now we're certainly getting to Benedict. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, and so finally we arrive at Pope Benedict the 16th, and the prophecy of the popes pre-forecast him as Gloria Olivae, or the glory of the olive. And, of course, Benedict was born on the feast day of Saint Benedict, And because the olive branch is a symbol of the Benedictine monks, this is a very nice fulfillment of the prophecy. Some commentators also connect that to the Olivet Discourse in Matthew 24 and the end times. But in any case, it brings us to the last entry, and that is in the prophecy of the popes, and that is the final pope, Peter the Roman, Petrus Romanus, who will be the very next pope. And now, what's interesting about all of this is that in people who have studied the year 2012, in my opinion, have missed a great deal. They've got very much bogged down in a lot of the New Age aspects of it, and very overly focused on the end of the Mayan calendar. Now, that's really important, the fact that the Maya seem to know so much about astronomy, and in our book, by the way, we go into great detail about where that wisdom came from, because from their own earliest histories, they tell us that the knowledge of the rotation of the stars, the ecliptic and all that, came to them from the dragon, from the god that came down and came through some kind of a stargate. And they built these great edifices, by the way, that we also describe in our book, and they describe how these things came and created what sounds like a portal, moved through it, gave them knowledge, then left again. Sounds very much like the fall of the Watchers. They talk about the giants that were destroyed in the flood. That's all a part of the Mayan culture. But from them, those who came down in antiquity and built these great structures all over the world and then were destroyed in a flood because they angered God, from them came their knowledge of astronomy. Well, in any case, that's one part of the 2012 folklore, but here's what a lot of people don't know. And I'll just give these to you really fast, kind of bullet points, and then we can talk about any one of them if you want to. But the world is mostly unaware that, for instance, contemporary to the idea of the arrival of the false prophet, Petrus Romanus, in the year 2012, is a prophecy from what's widely considered to be the most important work in history of Jewish Kabbalah, and that's the Zohar, Jewish mysticism. The Zohar is a collection of books that were written in medieval Aramaic over 700 years ago, so approximately 200 years after the prophecy of the popes by Malachi Omorgair, or St. Malachi. In the Zohar, there is mystical commentary on the Pentateuch, the five books of Moses, the Torah. But in addition to interpreting the scripture, there is a section that's called the Vayera section, volume 3, section 34, that includes a subsection called the Signs Heralding Mashiach, or the coming of the Messiah. And ladies and gentlemen, in the Zohar, they set the date, these Jewish mystics set the date for when their Messiah would appear on earth. They did this 700 years ago. And in the Zohar, it is set in the Jewish calendar for 5773. The Jewish calendar 5773 and our Gregorian calendar begins in the new moon, that is this September 2012, and extends into the following year, 2013. So 700 years ago, Jewish mystics, when forecasting when their Messiah would come, set it for the year 2012. And what people need to consider is, given the rejection of Jesus by Orthodox Jews as Messiah, Christians would understand this prophecy as heralding the unveiling of the Antichrist in the year 2012.
And that, of course, is fascinating, that why is so much pointing towards 2012? Is it coincidence? Is it being manipulated? Are we being intentionally deceived? Are we witnessing the unfolding of ancient prophecies? And it's going to be fascinating as we evaluate this and as we see it unfolding. Ladies and gentlemen, this, I believe, this next year is going to be a very dramatic time. No matter what happens, we know that the New Ages are certainly working in this direction. There will be people from many religions trying to make something happen. Is it going to happen? It will not happen unless God wants it to happen. We'll be back in a moment with Tom Horn.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Tom is talking about the fact that there is something within the ancient the Jewish writings within the Zohar that actually talks about this time of 5773?
Yes, 5773.
And of course, that is the Jewish calendar. When do you think that this 5773? What year is this? This is when, according to the ancient Jewish scribes, why their Messiah would appear. Why, of course, it's a year of 2012. Now, it starts a little later during the year, and of course, it'll go over into 2013, but they named, certainly over 500 years ago, that this was the time. And certainly Tom was just talking about how J.R. Church had guided him to this phrase within the ancient Jewish writings, which most people would miss because they think that 5773 in the Jewish calendar, they never stop and realize that it is the year 2012 and extending into 2013. Tom is simply pointing out that the Pope's health, Benedict's health, is failing, and it's even possible that he may very well step down very, very soon. And some of the Catholic news sources are talking about the fact that he's certainly getting ready, either will be passing away or will simply resign his position, and that then would open, of course, the Church to the next Pope, which, according to the ancient philosophy, will be the final pope. Peter, go ahead.
Yes, I didn't mean to interrupt you there. I thought you had turned it over to me. But that's the point. The prophecy in the Zohar, given by Jews hundreds of years separate from the divination of the last pope, but both of these are very ancient prophecies. The prophecy of the pope dates almost halfway back to the time of Jesus Christ. And the next pope is the last pope on that list. Benedict is predicted to probably either step down or be replaced this year. The Vatican's own owned newspapers have stated very recently that the College of Cardinals are preparing right now for conclave, which will elect the pope that will replace Benedict. So this is very likely to happen in the year 2012. So imagine that you have a 900-plus-year-old Catholic prophecy that foresaw the final pope who would appear, and that pope is the one following Benedict. Combine that with the fact that you have a 700-plus-year-old Jewish Orthodox prophecy in the Zohar prophesying when their Messiah would appear, and because they rejected Jesus as Messiah, the New Testament tells us they're going to accept a false Messiah, who we call the Antichrist, that he's going to appear in the Jewish calendar 5773, which in our Gregorian calendar begins this coming September, the year 2012. Now, add to that, so yeah, the false Messiah predicted in a 700-year-old Jewish prophecy to appear in 2012. You have a 900-year-old Catholic prophecy unfolding in parallel fashion to provide Petrus Romanus, or the final pope, in the year 2012. Add to that the Mayan calendar that ends in 2012 with the return of their flying god, their dragon god, Kukulkan. Add the Aztec calendar that ends in the year 2012, and their flying dragon god, Quetzalcoatl, returns. Add to that the Cherokee Indian calendar ends in the year 2012. A lot of people don't know this, that in the 1800s, during a whole series of apocalyptic prophecies, the Cherokee Indian tribe here in America set their calendar to end in the year 2012 when they believe that their flying rattlesnake god will return. Add to that the ancient Mayan inscriptions that say that in 2012 the Mayan underworld god, Bolan Yaktekú, will return, and now we have two Mayan inscriptions that they have found that it spoke to that. Add to that the Hindu Kali Yuga calendar that ends in the year 2012 at the conclusion of the age of the male demon. Of course, if people have read my book, Apollyon Rising 2012, they know the prophecy of the Kume Sibyl that's on the Great Seal of the United States predicts the arrival of the Antichrist in the year 2012. Then there are some things that are also very interesting. You know what? People don't know this, and we talk about this. We document it, actually, with university-level material in our new book, Petrus Romanus, the Final Pope is Here. But can you believe that over 260 years ago, the leader of the first great awakening in America, Jonathan Edwards, I mean, you know, sinners in the hands of an angry God, Jonathan Edwards, he was America's most important and original philosophical theologian. He was the greatest intellectual, but he held an interesting prophetic view based on the 1260 days that the woman in the wilderness in Revelation 12:6. I don't have time to go into all that, but bottom line is, he believed that the Antichrist would appear in the year 2012. We produced copies of letters that he wrote and sermons that he gave on this subject 200 and some years ago. Following him, about 130 years later, in the late 1870s, a reverend by the name of William J. Reed, who was a really well-known Presbyterian preacher here in the United States, he wrote a book called Lectures on the Revelation concerning the papal system, and he wrote that he was prepared to answer the question, when will the papal system come to an end? He said it will be destroyed in the year 2012. In addition to that, in 2012, the United States will elect a new president. In 2012, the United Nations gets new leaders. And in 2012, Petrus Romanus is going to materialize according to these prophecies. I'm jumping past a lot of this information because I know we don't have time for all of it tonight, but people that are listening to this show need to realize that something has been going on for a very long time. There is something very strange, very occultic, that seems to be unfolding around the year 2012 that includes not just the fulfillment of prophecy, but specifically the arrival of the false prophet and the Antichrist. And by the way, the Maya, when their Chilam Balam, the jaguar shaman, the most important of all of their prophets, connected prophecy to the year 2012, he predicted that it would be marked by the arrival of what he called two great prophets. Well, what are we talking about? Two great prophets. Is that the false prophet and the Antichrist? What is that? Two great people would appear in the year 2012? Well, the September new moon date in the Zohar is just ahead of the election of the next United States president. And it feels very ominous to me, Dr. Monteith.
I think it is fascinating as we see all of these things coming together. And then, of course, modern-day New Agers, we've certainly talked about that. They are predicting that exciting things are going to happen. About 4 years ago, Mr. Fromm, Ken Fromm, who is part of this elite group that runs the world, had told Lindsay Williams that by the end of the year 2012, the dollar would be dead, and I think he meant that it would no longer be the reserve currency of the world, but there would be, it would take a major catastrophic or cataclysmic event. I mean, all of these things coming together, and what did Nostradamus have to say about this period?
Yeah, and you know what's also interesting about that is Nostradamus, because some of the prophecies around the Pope, some of the people who are predicting who the Petrus Romanus will be, are saying that it will be a black pope. For instance, in our book, you know, we deal a lot with Cardinal Bertone, the Secretary of State at the Vatican. He's also the Carmelingo to Pope Benedict. That's the person who would administrate the duty of the pope in the case of a vacancy of the papacy. And both Benedict and Bertone seem to have been, in recent years, kind of, if, can I use the term, stacking the red hats, if you will, in favor of Bertone. But there are people, like a mystic, a Catholic mystic, Ronald L. Conti Jr., he's the guy who in 2002 correctly predicted that the Pope succeeding John Paul II would be named Benedict XVI. Well, he believes the next Pope is going to be Cardinal Francis Arend. Now, I don't agree with that, by the way. But Arends is a black man. There's others who may also be that. What's interesting about that, because you mentioned Nostradamus, is that Nostradamus prophesied that the last pope would be a young black cardinal. And if I could find that quatrain, I'm looking for it right now, but I can't find that quatrain where he prophesies that that's a fact. Who knows? Oh, here we go. Quatrain 625, Nostradamus writes, quote, through Mars adverse, which means the time of war, will be the monarchy of the great fisherman, that is the Pope, in trouble ruinous, a young black red, which is interpreted by scholars of Nostradamus as a young black cardinal, will seize the hierarchy, the predators acting on a foggy day. And by the way, Cardinal Turkson is a young black cardinal who is considered to be papable by the College of Cardinals, and because of this prophecy of Nostradamus, some believe that he might be the one who takes the role of Petrus Romanus. But before we move past the question of 2012, I want to bring up one other thing that is in our book, and I think people are going to find this to be most extraordinary. When we were doing research on the prophecy of the Pope, we came across a 61-year-old out-of-print text that had been written by a French Jesuit and codebreaker by the name of René Thibault. Now, here's what people are going to find in our new book, Petrus Romanus, The Final Pope is Here. We go from the moldy corridors in forgotten libraries in Europe all the way to the sheriff's department in Dane County, Wisconsin, where we were investigating the murder of Father Coombs. And while we were doing that, out of the blue, we discovered this out-of-print, extremely rare book written in French entitled The Mysterious Prophecy of the Popes. It was published in 1951. And we were fortunate enough to track down one of the very last remaining copies of that 60-plus-year-old manuscript, purchased it at great expense, had it sent to us. We had it interpreted by a French student, worked diligently to get it in English. And what we found was absolutely astonishing, nothing short of a real-life conspiracy code. René Thibault was a Belgian Jesuit. He was of the highest level of the Catholic authorities. He was an academic. He was a code breaker. His book is a meticulous analysis of, guess what, the prophecy of the Pope. But right after he wrote this, he died at age 69 in Eginhoven, Belgium, 1952. And so the book immediately went out of print, and the world was completely unaware of it. But this book on the prophecy of the Pope, in it, he adopts the, well, first of all, the methodology of a Catholic mystic, as well as the fact that he was a scholar, a mathematician, a code breaker, an academic that worked at the university level for the Vatican. And he makes a compelling case that the prophecy of the popes is not only a real prophecy, regardless of what source it might have been inspired by. And he doesn't, by the way, he doesn't pull any bones. It might have been inspired by demons, or it might have been inspired by God or whatever. But it is a real prophecy. And that within the prophecy of the popes is a hidden code, because it came from the Irish, and the Irish were known to use anagrams and codes inside a text in order to convey hidden or secret messages. And that was what he discovered. And so he spent a great deal of time decoding the prophecy of the Pope. Now, what people are going to learn from our book is that he approaches this from very complex levels, mathematical, cryptographical, anagrammatical, even solar activity. And from numerous angles, he shows these very highly mathematically improbable possibilities that something very, very strange, call it supernaturalism if you like, demonic or angelic or inspired, whatever you want to call it, but something was very much involved in the prophecy of the popes. And of course, most shocking is what he concludes. And by the way, he concluded this in 1951, way ahead of the fascination with the year 2012 or the Mayan calendar by the New Age community. He established in 1951 that Petrus Romanus, the final pope, the false prophet, would arrive in the year 2012. And I can tell you, the miniature masterpiece in our book, Petrus Romanus, the final pope, is here, was written by my co-author. He's a theologian. His name's Chris Putnam. He deals exclusively with the work of René Thibault. And this is fresh investigative work. It's scholarly, it's well-researched, it's never been published anywhere before, and it's going to stun some readers, including people among the media. It is a game-changer for mythologists and other prophecy writers. It's going to take some people completely unaware, because this book in 1951 found codes inside the prophecy of the Pope, prophecies of the Pope by St. Malachio Morguer, that establishes way beyond mathematical credulity that the false prophet would arrive on earth in the year 2012. Now, is he correct? I don't know, but I can tell you, this guy was a complete brainiac. His methodologies were very complex, but mathematicians, anagram breakers, code breakers, they are going to love his research. We worked very diligently, and at my own expense, at great expense, we had the book translated into English. And I want people to know, if they buy the book, Petrus Romanus, the Final Pope is Here, this month. It's going to be available, by the way, in about 2 weeks, April the 15th. But we're having a big rollout April the 24th, because we didn't want to compete with Tax Day. but we are going to give away a DVD collection that is huge. I mean, this DVD collection has the complete works of Jonathan Edwards. It's got the both French and English versions of the book by René Thibault. It's got all of the works by Jonathan Edwards. It is a huge. It's 80 some, 80-some libraries on DVD. It is a monster collection. And we're going to give it away free for a limited time with the book Petrus Romanus, because we want people to have the French book by René Thibault, but we also want them to have the version of it in English and other books that I've referred to tonight. And I can hear the music coming on. But
well, I think we're really looking forward to being able to offer the book and other information to our listeners. I think this is so vitally important, ladies and gentlemen. Something big is afoot. I mean, we don't know, but certainly everything points to the year 2012. And certainly, I'll never forget when I was reading the Pauline Rising, 2012, I was a little skeptical, but I'll tell you, now, of course, as I see all of the evidence coming together, this should be one of the most eventful years of your life and my life. We'll be back in just a moment.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Gold and silver
right
are valued.
Well,
global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than the coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value in the middle of the night, reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and the day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire this gold and silver. Discount gold and silver trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product but let's look at this big run,
because we're going to get this to keep all over again.
Gold, silver, and rare investment and circulated coin.
Breaking rounds
and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investment. Gold, self-directed IRAs are available. Call discount gold and silver trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients for the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Longevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the freeze-dried guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freeze-dryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be clearly detected by you. The symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something's wrong. Here at Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
On the gas strip and the army being in place, watch what happens.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity. For more information, or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
All these people now.
Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution.
Well, our founders constructed
a constitutional republic.
You go to a movie, maybe a rocket will hit the movie.
But that design would only work
you
if
go to the store, maybe a rocket will hit the store.
Their responsibilities
it's
within that
incredible
structure. That's why Institute on the has put together
now,
a host kit that enables
anyone,
anywhere,
describing
any people to
what it means to live under a missile threat.
We urge you to order a host kit. You can call
call us.
There was a report done for steroids, which has been the target. It's the closest city to Gaza.
On the web, go to our
so the Little Rock had started there in 2005, but they've been going nonstop. I'd say maybe half the rockets have been aimed at steroids. Here is the result. 45% of children under 6 have been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, which is no big deal because 41% of their mothers have it and a third of their fathers.
Small farms which supply our every nutritional need.
Look, this kind of illness from living under steady rocket fire is going to be everywhere. I mean, everywhere in Israel.
You should carefully consider planning your own.
It's creeping up, as I said. It's very close to Tel Aviv. Israel and Zion is not that far away.
Seedbank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All
heirloom
and all ready for you to create that special, necessary, outdoor
in legitimate
where
fear.
Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com.
That's what happens when you're rocketed.
9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden.
How did it seedcatalog.com. get to this point? And again, you have
whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious I'd like to suggest that
right
you
ahead,
try
Barry.
Propax NZ.
Oh, that was a fast
Propax
song.
Propax contains a powerful group
go
of
right
nutrients
ahead.
Called
I wanted
the
to hear what was coming next.
Specifically designed
well, this
and clinically validated to enhance
not a small
cellular
story.
Energy.
Floating everywhere
clinical
now.
Trials have demonstrated
and you've
that
got
Propax
to understand
improved
exactly
participants'
what
energy
said.
Levels. They felt
oh,
better, too.
Excuse me.
Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's P-R-O-P-A-X.com.
You're right.
Or
the
you can
base
call
is next to Iran.
9158.
It's about 350 miles from Iran.
And
you're absolutely
find
right.
About Propax
if Israel has
today.
A base in Azerbaijan, it's for an attack on Iran. What else would they have the base for?
Do you
now,
have a chronic disease
you've
that
got
has devastated
a situation
your
right now
if you do,
with
you should contact the
never,
clinics.
Ever have
their
been
therapies
weak.
Can reduce the
it
devastating
have
side
now.
Effects
should have been
of chronic fatigue, heart disease,
military
Lyme
secret,
disease,
and I started
fibromyalgia,
today.
And other persistent illnesses.
You'll have to
their
excuse me, I'm going to take a cough
hand.
Okay,
you provide a hand
in patient care. First ladies and
they're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science.
On the verge
if I stirred
of
your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576.
Within Israel
or better yet,
and
investigate
the
their
United
website
States
at Invita.com.
That's
E-N-V-I-T-A.com. Or
866-830-4576. But the fact
Invita
that Israel
at
currently
866-830-4576. Invita.com.
How do you pronounce it?
Azerbaijan.
This is not Azerbaijan.
So you finally decided to start taking
yes,
vitamin
all right.
Those
right, fine.
Chewables
well,
and tablets
we'll,
are fine.
We'll use
don't
your
mind
pronunciation.
For
probably
it is only absorbed
am,
about
4-6%. Republic.
However,
right,
liquid
fine.
Supplement can have a 90% absorption
may,
rate if you choose the right
an,
one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. The
Otegi
Tangerine may be the best one ever
invented.
It starts as a liquid and is freeze-dried
like a surgical strike.
Into a crystal.
Well, I
then all you have to do is
right
add a couple of scoops to water.
Happen,
no refrigeration, no fuss, no mess.
But I do not,
not only do you get a complete
plan,
vitamin,
and many
tangerine also has minerals,
various,
and it tastes fantastic.
This story is
you'll
getting
want to drink
out,
it all day long.
Somebody
so the next time you reach for a
story,
vitamin supplement,
and
reach for
be
Beyond Tangy.
They want to stop it.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730.
They want to put a stop
1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
The government's going to stop the attack?
Look, you know, when I go on these shows, I try to stick to things that I actually have some knowledge about.
Hold that thought. We'll be right.
I would say get a bye-bye, Gaz. If you want to understand what's going to come out in the Migron this summer, read Bye-Bye, Gaz.
You get it at lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. You'll see a search box right in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That'll take you to Bye Bye Gaza. And my website is barrychamish.com. And look, how do I put this? What I'm doing is, well, I've been trying anyways. It's been a failure. I've been at this for at least since Rabin's assassination, trying to get some honesty and try to get Israel back to the place that I moved to in the 70s. But it's failed. It's failed. Now, what worries me about the Azerbaijan leak is, first of all, well, if Israel could knock out the nuclear weapons from a base on the border with Iran, obviously the advantages are huge. That takes away a lot of what I've been saying that over the past few months, that refueling from Israel to Iran, the whole thing is unrealistic, it couldn't be done, and so forth. That gets rid of those objections. But more to the point, if there's an attack, and again, I want to caution you that I'm out of my field a little bit here, but if there is an attack, what's going to happen to Israel that day is a potential attack of at least 100,000 missiles from Lebanon, from Gaza, I think from Syria. Syria and Iran are pretty closely allied, and I think Syria would be in on this. And from Iran itself, the country would, if the nuclear facilities were attacked, Israel would be raining missiles that day. And this is undeniable. I don't care how many iron domes there are. Avivi Kochavi was his name, Aviv Kochavi. He's the head of IDF intelligence. He put the figure at 200,000 missiles are currently aimed at Israel. Now, that figure is insane. All right, it's simply insane. I mean, Israel's got 7 million people. You've got a missile for every 20 people. I mean, the damage potential is enormous. But I am of this opinion that Israel is not putting a stop to it. It grows and grows every day. This is the part that I've been staring at. If Israel's going to survive, it's got to put an end to this threat. Outright, it's got to somehow put an end to this threat. Now, right now, it's hoping for regime change and sanity and subversion and killing off creative people. And it's not stopping the arms buildup against the country. It's not working. Now, what gets me into this mess that the Americans leaked the Azerbaijan mess, which, again, that contention is all over the Israeli press today, all over the place, in Ynet and everywhere. It's everywhere that the Americans leaked Israel's, well, if not Israel's plan, the fact that it has acquired air bases on the northern Iranian border. Worse than that, Obama, this is floating everywhere. And again, I'm not in Obama circle, and what can I say? But he's blaming the current high American fuel prices on Israel. We've got a situation where the Americans really are working against the Israelis. Out and out. And, if you ever thought the Americans were working with the Israelis, frankly, you were fooled. They never were. But this is a little more, this is less subtle. What I'm afraid of is if Israel sits down, does the mathematics, figures out what it could do in the event that all these 200,000 missiles aimed at them come raining down one day, I think they have to come up with some sort of way to knock out the missiles in a war. They have to subject their country to shelters and immense dangers and the possibility of a Holocaust if it doesn't work out. The Arabs are going to start marching in and taking the survivors and doing horrific, horrible things. If Israel doesn't come up with a solution to this missile threat, there really is no chance the country will survive. I mean none. What worries me is this decision is being put off and they're wasting their time on things like Migron. And they're wasting their time not dealing with Gaza. They're dealing with Migron. They're going to train their army how to throw out a few Jews out of their houses. And meanwhile, there were 300 missiles aimed at the country last March. A few weeks ago. 304 days. And they're worried about Migron.
You see, Barry, it doesn't make any sense, so there has to be another explanation.
Look, the only explanation I can see that the Arabs haven't just taken advantage of their strength right now and started a missile war. It worked beautifully in 2006. You had 2 million Israelis running from the north. The only thing, there has to be a threat. Look, if it's the old nuclear threat, just keep in mind that you can't just nuke Lebanon and Syria and Jordan. You're nuking yourself. But that may be the threat, that if you bring us down, if you start the missile war, we're taking you down with us. That's the only threat. It's got to be a kamikaze threat. Otherwise, you just don't drop bombs, nuclear bombs on Damascus without irradiating the entire Galilee. I mean, it's absurd to even think of that. The threat has got to be kamikaze.
I think it's important for our listeners who do not know the geography of Israel to realize that when you go to the city on the east side of the Sea of Galilee, is the Golan Heights. You go up the top of the Golan Heights, you look to the east, you can actually see Damascus from there. It's that close. So go right ahead.
Look, it's a terrible conclusion I'm reaching. Look, Israel can't, I mean, logically, there were other wars were miracles. 48 had lots of miracles, and 67 was a miracle. I don't see any miracle coming up for Israel. It did miserably in the 2006 war when thousands of missiles were dropped on the north, and it worked like a charm. The north abandoned their homes. There's not going to be a place to run next time around. The north is going to be just as hit as the center and the south. There'll be nowhere to run.
Well, Barry, certainly from a logical point of view, everything you say is accurate. I, as an evangelical Christian, believe that God is going by one means or another. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I do not think at this time in history he's going to allow Israel to be destroyed. And let's hope and pray that I'm right. We'll just have to wait and see. But I understand your pessimism, but let's pray for a miracle, because God actually can perform miracles. But from a logical point of view, I could not question what you're saying. Go right ahead.
Look, you have to look at the Israeli government and who's running it. And once you understand it's all rigged, the whole thing is fixed. You can't trust the government. You know, I was on Tamar Yonah's show, Israel National Radio, a couple of months ago, right in the middle of the heart attack and recuperation, and it wasn't such an easy show to do. I let her do the most of the talking. But she bragged that her son was an officer in the IDF. And I said, Tamar, what are you bragging about? She said, well, when the country needs him, he'll be there. He's ready to defend the country. I said, Tamar, and Tamar, by the way, claimed she could see me groan from her kitchen window. I said, Tamar, his army, your son, is going to be evacuating your neighbors. It's not a source of pride anymore. I said, the only source of pride would be if there was any more evacuations, that your son and all the settler officers refuse to obey orders outright. Start a coup. Start something cooking in the army. But I said, if not, your son, personally, your son evacuated Migron. I don't care if he was there or not. Now, I'm not sure she could even understand that concept, but other people did. Nothing positive is going on in Israel that convinces me that it can avoid the next war or avoid the consequences of what's being cooked up for it. I don't think there is a miracle. Now, people will tell me technology, that Israel has somehow got the hang of missiles and they can knock all 200,000 out of the sky with technology. I've heard all kinds of people explaining what they think is really cooking. I see a country that lets 300 missiles fall on it in 4 days, 2 weeks ago. That's what I see. And unless they're waiting for a massive toll of dead before they attack, or the excuse of 400 missiles just won't fly, or is too expensive, the country I see is being shoved around, pushed around, and it's removing its own most loyal and patriotic citizens from their homes. It's very hard to see a shining light in this story.
I agree with you. I mean, it basically, as I say, from a logical point of view, everything you say is logical. But, of course, we're going to have to see how this thing unfolds. And God has brought the children of Israel to Israel at this time in history for a purpose. And even though your government is corrupt and there may be corruption at every level of society, God has brought them there for a purpose. And
there is not corruption in the people of Israel. It's not a corrupt place. The leadership is corrupt.
Right.
There's a difference. Look, this is not a country of thieves. Only the leaders are thieves.
Right.
All right? We don't deserve this.
No, you don't. But there's a purpose behind it where it's going to be. And really,
boy,
I think things are moving at a very, very rapid rate. And I think that before this year is over, there are going to be dramatic changes there.
Well, all I can say is I hope the year never ends then. All right. Look, last Friday, there was supposed to be a global march on Jerusalem, a million man march, and somehow the Arabs kept it reasonable. There was plenty of violence, but it wasn't a million man march to Jerusalem. Now, if you look at a map, you'll see to get to Jerusalem from an Arab country, you have to go through Jordan. Through Jordan, then you cross into Israel and so on and so forth. The Jordanians, there was a very big march on the way to Jerusalem, and the Jordanians threw in a heavy security presence, and they did not cross over the Israeli border. Now, had they crossed over the Israeli border, which is what happened in Syria about a month and a half ago, Israel would have shot them, and that's what happened to the Syrians. There were a couple of dozen dead who tried to march on Israel. If the Jordanians hadn't stopped them, it would have been a massacre. But the Jordanians stopped them. But here's the punchline to this. It's all over the Israeli press, and I can verify it. The sources were too widespread. Israel, on its hands and knees, asked Jordan to please prevent their marchers from crossing the border.
And the Jordanian government did intervene and stop the aggression against Israel.
The Jordanian government had... Look, if a million Canadians are going to plan a march on Washington, it's up to the Canadians to stop them, obviously.
Right, and obviously that's what the Jordanian government did. Hang on.
After Israel begged them, their intention was not to.
Okay, hold on. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Shamish out there.
All right, fine. Well, I guess this evening, Barry Shamish, Barry Sote says there's going to be a major cataclysmic event taking place very soon. I agree with him. He is very pessimistic. I really am not that pessimistic because I believe that God is going to intervene. It'll be very interesting to find out who's correct, but we're going to have an opportunity, hopefully, to observe what's going on, and I think we're going to see God's intervention in ways that we would never anticipate, at least at this time. But I think we're in for very difficult times. I believe the Jewish people are as well. Good night, Barry. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon. Okay, fine, and that was Barry Shamish, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there listening to us, I do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And you need to understand that we are moving towards cataclysmic events in history, and things are moving so very, very quickly. And certainly if you read the publications of the Council on Foreign Relations, as I do, you'll understand that they are planning on plunging America and Israel into a war with Iran. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when it is coming. And certainly if you listen to our programs, and certainly we comment on this in our newsletters. I miss writing the newsletter. I don't have time to do that at the present time, but we always try to put a comment on the end, at least to let you know what I believe is going to happen. And I believe things are going to be happening and happening fairly rapidly in the coming months. All we can do is wait and see. Under any circumstances, I hope you have read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, that you've listened to my talks on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret, and gotten the syllabuses to go along with that. We have a brand new DVD available of Betty Martini's talk at the conference on aspartame. You ask, well, why with all these things would you talk about that? Well, it's simply because the aspartame was developed as a biological warfare agent. It's been added to 6,000 products that are used in America, most of them on children, and we're poisoning our children intentionally and purposely. You need to get that DVD. You need to get the talk by Rosalind Peterson, that's on geoengineering, to understand how they're poisoning the air and the water. You need, of course, to get the interview with Norman Dodd. It's called the Dangerous Deception. It's the interview I did with Norman Dodd, who headed the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the CFR, the Great Tax Exempt Foundations, and then, of course, you'll have about 45 minutes of my update so you can learn what I have learned over the past 50 years so that you can then stand on my shoulders and build and bring more knowledge and understanding to people throughout the world now, of course, then the items, DVD by Betty Martini, very important on aspartame, Rosalind Peters' DVD on geoengineering the atmosphere, and that is certainly the finest thing we have on geoengineering, on chemtrails, contrails, weather modification. And, of course, there's a gentleman who speaks along with Rosalind, who spent 30 years working in weather modification for the military. And then my talk on the dangerous deception, my talks on the certainly the deadly deception and on the forbidden deception, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we'd certainly appreciate hearing from you. We're sort of in a difficult time right at the present. So many people have lost their jobs or having hard times. So if you can help us, 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to advertise with Radio Liberty, why, it becomes tax deductible, otherwise it's not. We gave up our tax-exempt status because we wanted to be able to tell you the truth about what's going on. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Through the night with a light from above, from the mountain to the prairie.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 3 April 2012. It is Tuesday. You're in the right place. We like having people that question, that want to know, that want to challenge, that want to put it all together and get ready for whatever. Well, I'm afraid that one of the getting ready situations that we have been preparing for is here, and that is the radiation.